Bellingham, Dreham Bus Station, summer 1967. "Where are you going?" he said. And I said, "We've been called up," he said. "Drafted. I hate it. We've just finished college, all of us." His buddies looked unhappy. And I said, "Well, can't be that bad." He said, "They'll send us to Vietnam." And I said, "Vietnam? No way." "Could always go to Canada," I said. And he said, "Yeah, I guess I could." They got on another bus, a charter. It was probably dropping them off at Fort Lewis, just south of Seattle. Me, I was taking the Greyhound through to Frisco. Frisco, summer of love. Frisco. I took the Greyhound a lot that summer, and the next, and the next. Always out of Frisco, Monterey, Santa Barbara, Mendocino, Big Sur. Yeah, Big Sur. I was supposed to be finishing a master's in economics. In a way I was. But I just sort of succumbed to the whole vibe, you know? There was a cafe called the I Am Thou. Ground Zero, Hake Ashbury, right down there with all the freaks and the counterculture zoo. You could read your poetry there, and I did. Although really, was I a poet? Usually I'd read some of my LSD stuff, but this one evening I read one about the Zodiac killer who was just killing people in the San Francisco Bay Area just for the hell of it. Like Johnson in Vietnam, right? This guy came up to me afterwards, said, "Hey Canada, remember me?" His blonde hair was longer than mine, and he had a Jesus beard, and his eyes. Oh, they were focused on some other galaxy far, far away. A look I was certainly familiar with these days in the course of my business. "The bus station," he said, "a couple of years ago." "Oh," I said, "yeah. So did you go to Vietnam?" "What do you think?" he said. He said he liked my poem. Said he knew who the Zodiac was. "He's an artist just like you," he said. "Sure," I said. "Why not?" "He's just taking care of the gooks, man," he said. "Hey, you ever read the I Ching?" He had a copy of the Ching in his hand. But there was something about this cat that was making me very uneasy. So I said, "I've got a bus to catch." And he said, "Sure." And tore a page from the book and handed it to me. Said, "Read this while you're traveling." read this while you're traveling. I certainly recognize the splotch on the blank page. Why wouldn't I? I've been passing the stuff along up and down the coast for the last few months myself. Quicksilver messenger service. Primo blotter acid. I wake up when I hear the owl. It's dawn. Clack. A cat going through the cat door, returning from his night patrol. Distant whine of tires. Traffic starting to pick up on the highway. Should I turn on the radio? Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran. Who cares? I'm thinking about Frisco. Don't know why. Been years. Hear a bus passing down the road. It's empty. Going from the yard to the depot. Or maybe it's just circling the block looking for a passenger. Thank you.